As we enter 2026, the Sea of the Nations is roaring and casting up mire and dirt. On Friday night, in an audacious move, America took the dictator of Venezuela prisoner. Over the last few days, massive protests against the regime have surged up in Iran. Israel recognized the new country of Somaliland. Yemen is becoming unstable. And the war continues in Ukraine, with Russia advancing every day. These events may seem distant and unrelated to each other, but they are in fact related and tied together by a prophecy in the Bible, the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 38. Obviously, Venezuela is not in Ezekiel 38 or even in Bible prophecy at all. However, the regime in Venezuela had ties and received support from China, Russia, and Iran. Russia and China were supporters of Venezuela and were allies with the regime. Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves in the world. China purchased large amounts of oil from Venezuela at cheap prices, which helped keep the South American country afloat. Forbes stated that China purchased 80% of the oil produced in Venezuela. Further, China is owed $17 to $19 billion by Venezuela. The events in Venezuela place China in a difficult position. While China is not in Bible prophecy, it has trade agreements and military cooperation with Iran and is an ally of Russia. Russia was also an ally of the Venezuelan regime. Regarding Iran, just 5 days ago, America placed sanctions on individuals and companies related to arms trade between Venezuela and Iran. Venezuela was purchasing UAVs from Iran, and Iran was seeking to procure chemicals used for ballistic missiles from Venezuela. Venezuela was a supporter of Iran and had close relations with them. If President Trump's plan for Venezuela is successful, it will be a blow to the Iran-Russia-China axis. As a trading power, America will gain access to the world's largest oil reserves. Iran. Massive protests have arisen in Iran. It seems that these protests have been ignored by the mainstream media to a large extent. For more on this, read Melanie Phillips' opinion piece on Israel National News, entitled "The Downplaying of Momentous Events in Iran." Iran is on the brink of collapse. The currency is largely worthless. The economy is in tatters. There is an extreme lack of water, and now protests are rocking the country. Iran is mentioned in Ezekiel 38 as allied with Gog, the king of the north, who comes down on the regathered nation of Israel to be destroyed. Ezekiel 38:5 says, "Persia, Cush, and Phut with them, all of them with shield and helmet." Persia, or Iran, is with the northern invader when he comes down upon the land. So we do not expect Iran to move out of Russia's orbit. However, their power is currently being vastly diminished. This could help lead to the peace and prosperity of Israel, described in the assessment of Gog, the northern power, when he views the regathered Jewish people and thinks an evil thought. His assessment is, "I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand against the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods and dwell in the midst of the land." Ezekiel 38, verses 11 and 12. Somaliland. Israel recognized Somaliland on Boxing Day, the first country in the world to do so. By recognizing Somaliland, Israel obtained an important ally and potential foothold on the Horn of Africa. The UK Telegraph summed up Netanyahu's move with the headline, "Israel's decision to recognize a breakaway African state is a tactical masterstroke." Somaliland was a British protectorate until 1960. At first it joined Somalia, but then broke away and has now undergone 3 decades of successful state building and is an oasis of democracy in an otherwise arid region, according to the Telegraph. Somaliland is located across the Gulf of Aden from Yemen. Somaliland is not part of ancient Kush, the Ethiopia of Ezekiel 38. Ancient Kush was located in today's Sudan and some of southern Egypt. Somaliland has also said it will sign the Abraham Accords. The Telegraph also says Netanyahu is thought to be lining up Somaliland as a possible base to strike the Iran-backed Houthis in nearby Yemen, who have attacked Red Sea shipping in protest at Israel's post-October 7th war in Gaza. The recognition is also a shrewd rhetorical retort to September's decision by Britain, Canada, Australia, and France to recognize Palestine, a move that Israel regards as rewarding Hamas. Melanie Phillips, in the aforementioned opinion piece, states concerning Somaliland. So Britain refuses to recognize Somaliland, which meets every criterion set out under the Montevideo Convention for International Recognition of a State, a settled population, defined territory, functioning government, and capacity to enter foreign relations, but instead recognizes a non-existent Arab state of Palestine that meets none of those criteria and doesn't exist. At every juncture, the British government is lining up with the enemies of civilization and the West, centered around its malice towards Israel. The UK Telegraph also interestingly states, the United Arab Emirates, one of Israel's biggest Arab trading partners since signing the Abraham Accords, already has a military base within the Somaliland port of Berbera. With the UAE also fighting the Houthis in Yemen, there is speculation that Israeli forces could use their base covertly, potentially signaling deeper collaboration between the pair. There have also been reports of Somaliland being used as a location to rehouse people from Gaza. Yemen. Across the Gulf of Aden from Somaliland is the civil war-torn country of Yemen, where the Houthis control part of the country. There has been a civil war in Yemen for the last decade. The Iran-backed Houthis, who have been harassing Israel, control the northwest of the country. A Saudi-backed coalition have control in South Yemen, as does the secessionist Southern Transitional Council, STC, a group backed by the United Arab Emirates. In December, they took over two large provinces, including oil facilities. It is said that these events threaten to reignite the civil war. Ezekiel 38 mentions Sheba and Dedan being allied with the merchants of Tarshish as questioning the invasion of the northern power. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey? To carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Ezekiel 38, verse 13. Ancient Sheba was located in the region of modern-day Yemen. It would therefore be noteworthy to see Yemen move away from Iran and eventually even join the Abraham Accords. To summarize, the enemies of Israel and their allies are currently being pulled back. This is a trend that began shortly after October 7, 2023 and the terrorist attacks. During this period, Russia has been occupied by the war in Ukraine. Currently, Iran is in a precarious situation. Yemen is in a shifting and unstable environment. This could all lead to a period of peace and prosperity for Israel, bringing that great day of apocalypse or revealing and manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah and Savior of Israel. Even so come. This has been David Billington with you for Bible in the News. Please come back next week as we continue to look at world events in the light of Bible prophecy on www.bibleinthenews.com. Thanks for listening.